million-dollar races at Newcastle and Kembla Grange on the 23rd of November. So, as I say, there's an abundance for you, the audience, to get out and enjoy wherever you may be over the next 2 to 3 months. But it all starts today with the Winx Stakes. Good on you, Brett. More information, what website can they go to?
theraces.com.au. Book all those tickets. The more you book, the more discounts you get. Some of the windows run out in the next couple of weeks for the best discounts. So theraces.com.au. And looking forward to seeing you out there today, Ben. It's only one thing left to say. Good luck to all the punters.
I woke up one morning fretting that you hadn't said it, but no, you've left it. Hey, the Duff's joining us. Munzee's coming up. Everyone's pumped for Winx Stakes Day.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing present Racing HQ, the best start to every race day. Here comes the sun. Interviews, previews, and the latest tab markets make Racing HQ required listening as one of Sydney's biggest spring carnivals gets ready to launch. Racing HQ. Here comes
the sun. Brought to you by TAB.
Here comes the sun. I say, it's all right.
Good morning, everybody. It's just gone 7 o'clock and we're broadcasting from Royal Randwick. It's the first Group 1 of the racing season and we're terribly excited to be here and bring you all the very latest. As I keep saying, it's the best Saturday start, Racing HQ. Even if you're a non-racing follower, people need to tune in because there's always a bit of fun and laughter as we go through. Munzee will give us that a little while later with something, and Ron Duffersey, he just loves being a part of the action as well. Go on, Duff. Geez, when was the last time you were here to do something?
I like the renovations, Andrew.
We've done a lot of work here in the OB van. Good morning to you. It's good to see you. We haven't seen each other for a good while.
No, it's great to be at Randwick. No Winx, but she's here in spirit.
Yeah,
so we celebrate anyway.
People will be able to get around there. There's a lot of memorabilia. I went for a walk yesterday. It was all set up, and there's plenty of areas where people can reminisce about her. And I was talking last night to Peter Tye and the Mitchells. I was trying to get the inside word. You know, I was trying to get that word.
I think she'll be first out of the blocks, put it that way.
Well, it'll be the next 2 weeks is the closest that I can get. It'll be very close. The breeding season starts September 1, and then the stallion surge and get going. So she's going to be one of the first. For I Am Invincible.
Are you sure she's not going to just sneak out there in the middle of the night on the 30th of August? No one will know about it.
No, it'll be anyway, it's going to be the next facet of Winx, but yeah. People will be able to reminisce for those that are coming out this morning. Duff, we're here for Winx Stakes Day, and what a glorious day. How was the walk down this morning here?
It was beautiful for winter and how cold it's been for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're going to hit us with a 25 degree day, so
yeah.
There's no excuse not to get to the races if you've got nothing to do today, because it's a really good day's racing. Usually I don't like to get too confident about betting till we stabilise the spring form, coming in the first or second week in September, but I'm keen to have, I'll probably have 100 bets today. That's what I think of the meeting, so
yeah.
I like it a lot.
No, well, we've come up at a good 4. Penetrombe this morning, 5.05 and the rail at 4 metres, and they watered yesterday afternoon, 3 mil going on, but they did that with the 25 degrees on the way, because they haven't had any significant rain for 3 weeks, so they needed to. They've done it Wednesday, they did it yesterday, and the rail's at 4 metres. Newcastle a good 4, Gold Coast a good 4, Moonee Valley's a soft 5 with the possibility of some late showers. I don't normally get into editorials, but I really wanted to first up on a glorious start to Sydney with not a cloud in the sky. I'm so geared up for what we're going to see over the next 2 to 3 months. There's a big group race virtually every Saturday from today. Winx Stakes, San Domenico next week, the Chelmsford Stakes, Theo Marks, the Colgate Optic White, George Main. Then we're at Rose Hill for the Golden Rose suddenly. Then we're to the Epsom, the spring champion, where the Everest and the Kosciuszko on the 19th of October. Then the Bondi Stakes, the Golden Eagle at Rose Hill on the 2nd of November. And then we're off to the provincial areas. The Gong is the second of those races. Before that, we've got the Hunter at Newcastle on the 16th. Ron, I am so excited. I can get easily excited about any sort of race meeting, but what the next 3 months will bring for New South Wales racing could be extraordinary.
Yeah, let's hope that everyone gets behind it and at least gets to a few of those meetings, because There's some really good horses. These three-year-olds and even the four-year-old, this four-year-old race is going to be, the Golden Eagle's going to be something special. Just looking at the four-year-olds around it, I hear Brutal had a little bit of a setback during last week or whatever, and his main target's going to be that now. And we can't wait for these Perth mares to get out of the blocks, just to have a look at them.
Yeah.
And then we've got...
Well, everyone was fascinated by trials.
Yeah, we've been watching these trials, and then... Yeah. You have a look at Tuesday's trials, and it's going to be backing up again. It's like sitting back watching a Group 1 meeting at these trials at the moment.
Yeah, the trial here on Tuesday at Randwick of note will be Classique Legend, Prince Fay Was, possibly, and Sunlight, and Osborne Bulls, who, well, could be that slot. Who knows?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's go and have a chat with James Cummings from Godolphin. He's first up this morning as we prepare for Winx Stakes Day. Morning to you, James, and first up, congratulations to you and Monica on some baby news.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. We had our third daughter, our third child, a little girl called Mia, Monday week ago. So she's healthy and well. And you caught me a bit off guard because I thought I was going to be talking about horses, and now I'm talking about one of my kids.
Well, that's okay.
I thought it was only two, but it's three.
Monica's good.
Yeah, she's fantastic. I must say, just about Mother of the Year, but we're really lucky. We get a lot of great help from our family because it's pretty hard. You know, I'm away a lot. I work a long way away, and I've got to devote my Saturdays to racing, and that can pose challenges with the family. But I've been able to get a lot of help from Monica's family and my family to help out like that. And on the other hand, been able to put some fuel in the family home the last little bit with all the help that I get from my assistants and racing secretary Kath and all the guys who really pitch together and part of a crack team that help support me and give me all the feedback that I need to get these horses to the races in the sort of shape that we want them in, and on account of that, it's been able to be a very enjoyable experience. It's my first little one in as part of the Godolphin team.
You've not only got babies at home, you've got to learn all these babies in the boxes at home as well. It's that time of year where you'd have a heap of them trying to educate, get to know, and what's going to train on and what needs a little break, and you'd have plenty of them around at the moment.
Yeah, they're all domiciled at Warwick Farm at the moment, and they work. Those guys are working hard, and yeah, they're working hard on microphone too, actually, come to find, and very supported by the New South Wales Racehorses Association. They didn't count him as a Sydney horse when he made his debut in Melbourne. But anyway, we have got to move on from that. But some commentary has been made about it in the Warwick Farm Trainers Hut, amongst other things, as you would expect.
Yeah.
Opinions on everything. You were talking about the barrier trials just before. Hugh Bowman made a comment to me in late July after we concluded a nice set of trials where he'd sat on some horses that were running today, horses like Fit and Elite and Elise, and he said, you know what, James, it's one of those mornings, it's more enjoyable to be at the barrier trials than the races.
I can imagine.
Now, you mentioned the name there of starting to get the ear, starting to get to the ground to chase the early morning news and things like that. The drums are beating to me that there could be two Godolphin runners in the Memsie next Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to run Elise with Hartnell in the Memsie next week. The right race where she's ready to go since the tough effort in the missile, and 3 weeks into the Memsie's perfect for her. She was 3 weeks into the Futurity when she got up and won that in the Autumn Carnival, and it's a really nice race for the stage of her campaign.
We'll have a look at the Group 1 today. We know Avilius is a class horse. He probably gets to stab himself the best horse in the land today.
Well, look, it's interesting that he returns at Group 1, Group 1 7 furlongs, and he's going to have to demonstrate some sharpness to be able to tack on and not be chasing too far out. You'd expect some tempo set from Summer Doubt, but, you know, even if that horse gets cuddled away and takes a sit first up, which you'd have to expect anything's possible, wait for age. But he's going to have to tack on when that pace increase goes into the race from the half mile and demonstrate that winning post isn't going to come up too short too quickly for him. But he's ready to really rip home first up fresh. He's done well in his break, and I have to must say I've been really really pleased with his preliminaries.
Okay, so he's here to run well.
Well, you know, the boys in the hut were giving me some grief that I'd said in the press during the week that we were going to give him a run, let him run a splashing fourth this week. So,
I was getting that impression myself.
Sometimes I got to wonder who puts together those good Alton quotes from the head trainer during the week. Maybe we have to have a look at it. But look, he's I can definitely picture a world where Avilius can jump out of the ground and win, for sure. But he's ready to run a really good race, and we've respected the fact that it's a Group One, and we'd like to have him ready. But I do think that he's not going to be going as well today as he should be going come October.
For such a good horse, he hasn't had an association with a jockey. Like, he's had winning jockeys, Schofield, McDonald, McAvoy, Bowman. They've all had wins on him.
Yeah, look, and, you know, there's been some interesting stories along the way. Give him credit, Brian Haskins. He's one of the best in the country, but he made a blue there wanting to book a handicapper in the BMW instead of a Villiers, you know.
I think you've got a long memory.
I do have a long memory for those things. Some of those bookings go back to June 2017, and you'll know what I'm talking about. But he they can't get it right all the time, and the horse has got a wonderful nature, and he's been able to sort of pick up the ball and run with it when he's had a fresh set of hands on the reins. And I also have learned from one of the best, Bart's most recent AJC Derby winner. Won the Derby on his 12th start with his 12th different jockey when the pumper sat on. Bart was never afraid to drop a good jockey off. So you think if he got the hint that he wanted to ride something else in the race.
No, for sure. Best of days. He's been gelded this prep. How's he ticking along?
He's actually coming along really well. I've been pleased with everything he's been doing the last 7 weeks, and he's just been edging forward and growing more confident in his work. And he's going to present really good skin for a horse that's having his first run as a gelding, and hopefully his effort reflects my positive frame of mind towards the horse.
Your horse is in race three. A Theory, Avon River, Deference. Improvers, Avon River and Deference, and the Theory will be extra distance.
Yeah, I think that will be interesting for her. She was only okay first up, so she's got to improve, but. She can do that. I think she sort of can be coiled up in behind them in a race like that, and I can picture Hugh sort of just sweating on the run beautifully on her to use a short sprint, and the other two, well, they're down in the weights in a handicap Group Three. They get an excellent chance to throw up a Group Three performance early on in their careers.
Wacker in race four, up in class, down in weight.
Yeah, look, she was given a lot to do from the wide barrier last time, and she's proved she just can't make up that ground at Warwick Farm. But her effort was still sound. Hugh wasn't disappointed in her, and back down in the weights, she caught the penalty of turning four between the win at Warwick Farm and the next start at Warwick Farm. She lost her 3-year-old allowance, so she actually got quite badly hammered at the weights there for the win from July to August. Back out in the weights today, well, you could make a bit of a case that she could give them a scare.
You got two beautiful fillies here in race five. Tenley, well, we can all see the dry two-year-old form. It's impeccable. And this flip was the name on everyone's lips after the Percy Sykes, thinking she could be the star of the spring.
Yeah, for sure. You know, two beautiful fillies. I've been really looking forward to seeing Tenley back on the dry track since she floundered in the heavy going slipper day. The truth is she's going to be better suited at set weights in a fortnight furious, particularly giving Jerry Harvey's filly Libertini 2 kilos in a race like this and a bit of a start. But she's a good filly who moved well and strong through the line in trials without the blinkers on. James has had that feeling from her when he got up and won the Riesling back in March, and you know, I'd like to think that she was capable of coming back and making an impact in the Princess Series. Flip, similarly, she went to the paddock probably a run early and is inexperienced as a result, and she demonstrated that again at the most recent trials. She just doesn't quite know how to go through her gears at the drop of the hammer there when the jockeys really need her to. But she's resuming in her second racing campaign, and often those horses can just surprise you how much they have actually picked up and started to put it together. And I think there's another horse of ours that's really going to be a better version of herself by early October than she is fresh up today. But Hugh is certainly looking. I think he's looking forward to riding this horse and seeing what sort of performance she can put together once that race pressure really builds in the middle stages and she knows how to respond. But like I said, both of these horses are good fillies. They're going to be spotting Libertini a bit of a start. I mean, that's a good horse with a good trainer, good jockey, and he's going to be getting the right run from barrier two. It'll be hard to beat. Jerry Harvey was throwing off, I think, in the press saying he might be expecting a nice seventh in the race.
In saying that, your fillies have better race form than Libertini. I know she's got hype and she's got expectation, and justifiably so, but your fillies have the score on the board at two-year-olds.
Yeah, but I have my old man come around every second night for dinner, and he's been telling me this is going to win the Cox Plate. and it's going to win the Golden Eagle next year. So I think that all the old-fashioned trainers, what do they say? Oh, I just worry about my horse. But it's a pleasure to see Dad have a good horse in the race, and I'll feel for him if it gets beaten, unless numbers one or two are the ones that get over the top.
You won't be feeling anything if the blue comes straight past him, mate. You'll be saying, "Where's Dad? Where's Dad? I just need to catch up with him."
Have you had him on yet?
No, he was on yesterday. He was on yesterday with us. Rather confident dad, though, as he was yesterday.
Cozzy had him on about 6 weeks ago, and they talked like 15 minutes about the horse. By the end of the interview, he had him telling Cozzy where he was going to be positioned in the fight stakes.
Well, you can tell he's excited about it. He's excited about it.
So he should be.
Yeah, for sure. Cascadian, some of his fresh form, some of his French form, I should say, is outstanding. I get the feeling you're talking him down today.
Well, look, the truth is, the imported horses just got to us a little later this time. There was just a delay, and one kicked the wall, and because of that, they probably haven't had as solid a preliminary as I would have loved them to have had. But yeah, I really liked what I saw in his trial. I think that in the build up to that, we've been quite steady with the horse. And one thing about Cascadian is that he's done everything right since that trial, and has continued to go ahead. But this is a solid enough race for him to resume in, because there are horses with ability that could easily come back into form. There's a horse here. His last start, he split Brutal and Hartle and a Doncaster. There's talented four-year-olds that are just returning, like Trope and Baller, that can run sub 33 on their ear, their last 600. And they're horses that would be no disgrace to be beaten by. So he's going to have to be, and that's not to mention stablemate the Prize, who couldn't have been more impressive during the winter months and was put away and set for this. He was going to be set for either the Regal Roller or for this race after winning the June Stakes. And I think the truth is, you know, we've got two horses that are equally as exciting to see win in Deprive and Cascadian, but just for a fractionally different reason.
Yeah. He's been beautifully placed, Deprive, but he keeps delivering. It sounds like you're probably leaning his way today.
Well, look, I am from the perspective that it's 6 furlongs for Randwick, and he knows it so well. The horse is... consider that at the track, he's had 4 starts, 4 wins, you know. So the Pride's going to saunter around the theatre of the horse thinking he owns the joint. As Cascadian's flown around the other part of the world, if he can get up and beat the Pride, I think it'll probably be on, I think if anything, it might be on fitness, because the Pride did do particularly well with a little let-up since the June Stakes. But yet, I do concede both horses have loads of improvement as the spring unfolds for them.
Kiyomichi, well, she was just an iron force horse last preparation. Dry track today, how she returned?
We've been delighted with the way she's going. She went to the paddock. She went to the paddock and tired filly. She's come back refreshed. There's condition that she's still going to put on, I'm sure, and she's going to grow in the spring. She's still got to shed her winter coat. She's done it a little cold out here at Osborne Park the last 8 weeks. But the truth is she's returning in the right distance for her. Been a little difficult racing against the older mares. But, you know, this isn't the Moya. And she's a slipper winner returning, so she's got to be considered a chance. I'm just a little guarded because I know, and I've seen it with my own eyes, that she improves as she gets runs under her belt.
Any excuses for soothing there first up in Melbourne?
Well, her Melbourne form isn't quite as good as her Sydney form, and she's sort of always gone down to Melbourne for hard tasks. That was weight for age, and she's not a weight for age horse. And she's probably found out by that weight for age fresh up. A little on the big side. Now that she's had that run under her belt and has sustained a good amount of training with a freshen up in between, I can imagine her going much better. But she'll definitely need to because she was disappointing. But this is better for her. This is a handicap down in the weight, back to Randwick where she put in that blistering performance in August last year. And I know that was sort of that was when she was at a, I don't even think she was into the 80s of the ratings then, and against lesser horses. But if she can get back to that sort of confident performance, then she could be trolling up a top three effort in a group three sooner than later.
You finish with a good prospect in Roe Heron. Can he go on with the good work?
He's a beautiful horse, Roe Heron. You know, I was guarded about him fresh up because he. He'd got there a little soon, and he'd had that while away from racing, and he didn't look a $1.30 chance when they had him off the bit, the 500 turning for home on that improving wet track at Randwick. But he's gone ahead since then. I think that the recovery of the horse most important of all, and it told me that he was ready to go within a month back to the races. And he gets a dry track today. How dry will be interesting because it's been so windy on the coast that they might have been struggling to get the irrigation onto that course proper. But the horses are going to need to be working into these races from back in the field for a number of our runners. You know, consider that we're going to spot them a bit of a start in the Wink Stakes and in the Silver Shadow and Roheron may be not much different because he's a pretty good candidate, prime candidate to be getting. Getting the sort of horse that's going to be hard to get past for Roe Heron. Bjorn Baker's had his tail in the air all week. He was on fire this morning in the trainer touch, so there must be something out there today that's ready to win. I have a bad feeling that he could upset me here in the last, and it might be a race we need badly.
He gives the impression with his racing style that 1400 will suit him, but then I'm looking for holes in him actually because I like Prawn Prime Candidate as well. But his mother, he hasn't won past 1200. His mother only won to 1100.
And it's an interesting family because it's thrown up sprinters and a Derby winner.
Okay.
So I know what you mean, and he's the possibility that he could ultimately prove to be just a very very capable off-pace sprinter, but gee, shouldn't have too many problems with 7 furlongs at Randwick, particularly back on top of the ground, and the work we've done with him since the win first up has fairly touched the sides of him, and I think he's just naturally capable of getting himself fitter and fitter, and the distance is, he's got to do it, but I can't say that that's my greatest concern with him here. I think it's more so the horse getting into the clear and running down a capable horse and prime candidate and even Sweet Deal, who's sort of fit and there in form. So, you know, just respect for the opposition and the task ahead for the horse to keep climbing through his grades is critical for him at the moment to prove that he is capable of heading in the direction that most people envisage him heading.
Well, our first interview this morning has gone about 19 minutes, but the response on social media is there, Duff, from Josty. Could listen to James Cummings talk all day at Godolphin. Another great chat this morning, already up on social media. We appreciate your time this morning, James. I've just got one more for you. You had a crack at Brian Haskins, a jockey manager, earlier. Who's riding a Lise in Melbourne?
Well, Damien Oliver is riding a Lise in Melbourne,
okay.
in the Memsie. And the reason for that is that paying attention to the rides on horses that aren't ours all the time as much as we can, because I've got people for that. And he's riding in Adelaide during the carnival, and some of those back markers were fantastic. I saw him on horses like Sprite and the filly that won the South Australian Oaks. Just very, very impressive the way he rode patiently and sweated on the run. It was just so cool and collected. So, take notice of those things. And if he rides the Lise the way he was riding those fillies in Adelaide, then I think she'll be savaging the line. But the was it only 19 minutes? 20
well, it's,
now, 20,
well yeah. it's now 21, well, and we've got five.
The trainers were giving me grief this morning that my speech at the awards ceremony went for 10 minutes, and Bin Pox is rolling his eyes behind me. So I thought if I could double that, we're getting somewhere.
Well, you have, because normally by 7:30 we've done about three or four of them.
Oh, I left a couple off the list today.
And we're knowing that he was going to talk.
Well, we get him early, we can let him talk. But we get him late, we got to rush him.
Yeah, we got to rush him. Hey, James, I know you've got track gallops there at Osborne Park, so I'll let you get off and get those. Thanks for your time. Good luck.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. There goes Gay Waterhouse driving past with Adrian today. And I just on that point, and that was James Cummings. Thank you, James, for coming on this morning. They have scratched Mistress Mouse out of race five, Gay and Adrian. So just a couple of extras jumping in here for Royal Randwick. They are race two, number six, Placer. Race two, number six has just come out. And Mistress Mouse, race five, number 10. Race 5, number 10. And as I said to you earlier, Dreamforce, race 6, number 1, has come out. There is another one that's come out here. Catwalk has just come out of race 5. Race 5, number 7, Catwalk. So the extras this morning, race 2, number 6, Placer. Race 5, number 7, Catwalk. Race 6, number 1, Dreamforce. We're sitting at 15. Now, have we got time to have a chat with the next guest, Duff? Has James Cummings left enough time?
Yeah, we'll be right, and the rest won't give us that much.
Short and sweet, are they? J-Mac is with us. James McDonald, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well. We've just spoken with James Cummings for 20 minutes. We're going to get 20 out of you, mate. Well, you're there today. You've got, well, here's Duff. Are you going to take us through them? I guess the big group one, we just can't wait for it, Duff.
No, we can't. What do you feel? What sort of feel is she giving you, James? Very elegant. She's first up here today.
Yeah, she's going good, Duff. She's been ticking along with a couple of quiet trials, and I've ridden her in work as well. She feels really well at the moment. She's really fresh, so probably couldn't have her much fresher for this assignment over the 7 furlongs. And I think most of them are in the same boat as what she is. She's a stayer resuming, and it's just whether she's looking for that bit further or she's got that freshness in her legs to sprint really well. So albeit she's last preparation over 7 furlongs, I felt she should have almost won, and that was a really good performance that day. And so hopefully she replicates that and brings her again.
You're happy with the way she's relaxing? I know you say she doesn't pull as hard as she looks like. She's pulling. She's just got that awkward head action. But are you happy with the way she's reacting to you as far as settling's concerned?
Yeah, 100%. She definitely doesn't pull as hard as she looks, especially in those staying events last season or last preparation. But she definitely has come back a couple of notches this preparation, that's for sure. She's nowhere near as aggressive, but we've got to see that race day yet. But I think those earmuffs have really settled her down, and I just hope she can run out a really strong 1400 and see if she's in for a really good preparation.
You know how good Avilius is. You've won on him, so you know the opposition to a certain extent.
Yeah, he's a star, obviously. He will sprint rail, and obviously I've ridden Unforgotten last season. She was really good on good ground as well. So it's going to be a good competitive race, and, you can make a case for many of them in that field.
Yeah. Race 3 True Detective, he's back to the dry and looks a good ride.
Yeah, really, really nice horse by the looks of him. Another little competitive race, but he's been racing really well. Even he took on the old horses last time and just got beat, and there's been a couple of winners out of that race since. So his form's standing up really well, and he looks to get a really good run if he jumps and does things right. He looks very hard to beat.
Desert Path, expected a little more last time, but he could improve third up at this distance.
Yeah, he'll need to, though. He's obviously battling away there, so I'd like to see a more forward show in. But drawn five, he should get a lovely run from there and shouldn't be too far off him, and he should battle away okay. It's obviously, these 2,400 metres races, they change results every week,
so
hopefully it's his birthday.
Tenley, you've won on her in the past. We know she's unbeaten on dry tracks.
Yeah, she loves the firm ground, and she's going to definitely get that today. She's been ticking along quietly with a few quiet trials, and she feels really well. She obviously will appreciate when she gets out a bit further as well, I feel, but the six furlongs is perfect for her first-up assignment, and obviously taking on a really good bunch of fillies. She's going to have to be on her A-game, but she's going to have every chance from very far.
I just want you to comment on Flit as well. You did ride her in the Percy Sykes. She was very good there.
Yeah, I was really disappointed that we couldn't get a result on her that day. Because she deserved it after her performance. She'd come from well back, and I thought she would be a star in the making as a three-year-old. I thought she's a very good filly, and but she's just met a really good group of fillies, so if she's taken that necessary step from 2 to 3, well, she'll be a force to be reckoned with, that's for sure.
Dyslexic for Team Hawks, pick up ride. Nice mare when right.
Yeah, she's got a real awkward barrier from 15, but the positive is it's only that one bend to go round from 1100, and she looks to there's plenty of speed in the race, so she'll get back a bit, and hopefully she'll be charging late. She'll need the speed on, but she looks a really nice horse, fresh on good ground as well. So I'm looking forward to riding her.
And you finish with the Avenger, who he slogged it out, winning well last start.
Yeah, he's going well. He is what he is. He'll go around each week and perform to the best of his ability. This is a pretty strong race with a couple of those sprint horses in it, but he'll give a good side anyway. He'll be thereabouts, and if two of those good ones have an off day, well, he'll be thereabouts.
Well, we can't wait to see a number of these horses back, James. Good luck today. Just a little bit of work to do this morning.
Yeah, always a little bit of work. See, that time of season where it's just taken a bit longer to get to it, but at least there's a spring in the set, especially with a big race day like today. So looking forward to it.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, James.
How long was that?
That was about 6 minutes. Yeah, 6 minutes.
About 5 minutes.
Oh, 5 or 6
good.
Minutes. Yeah, I reckon for you that's nearly like 20 of James.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like squeezing an orange, but anyway.
we could ask one more and say, what's the pick of the ride, pick of the day, but...
you'd be pushing it.
Good on you. Thanks, mate. Have a good day.
Right,
James McDonald joining us on Racing HQ. The scratchings have gone in from Duff. Will I read them out now before we go to our break?
We're just going to fit in breakfast beautifully here after three quick interviews.
7:50 breakfast. Michael Wood, the new track manager.
You wound him up?
Yeah,
and educated
him? I said to him on air. So we've got it on record.
You're a tough task, Mark. He has got work to do.
I was looking after you and Munns. Yeah, you would have been complaining if I hadn't.
Get them educated early.
Fine and a good four. They put 3 mil on yesterday, 5.05 in the rails at 4 metres. So these are the interim scratchings for here at Randwick. Race 1, number 4, Girls Are Ready, number 4. Race 2, number 6, Placer came out this morning. Race 2, number 6. Race 3 is clear. Race 4, number 3, Not a Single Cent, 6, Another Eclipse, 9, De Beer, and 12, Magna Knife. That is 3, 6, 9, and 12 out of the fourth. Race 5, number 6, Lutka Cello, 7, Catwalk, and 10, Mistress Mouse, 6, 7, and 10 out of the fifth. Race 6, number 1, Dreamforce, 8, Handsome Thief, and 14, Liz Dunvana, 1, 8, and 14. Race 7 is Clear. Race 8, number 14, Blur Roach, number 14. And race 9, number 6, More to Gain, has just come out, along with 10 Got Unders and 12 Sheriff John Stone. 6, 10 and 12. So they're the interim scratchings for Winx Stakes Day. A break, and then we're going to come back with the likes. We've still got time. Oh, our good mate will come on. Pat Webster, Joe Pride.
He was up in Darwin with us, Pat.
Was he?
Yeah.
Enjoying
himself. Yeah.
All right, so Paddy, Joe Pride, Tommy Berry, all still to come.
It's the hottest tourist destination on the planet and just happens to host one of the world's greatest horse racing events. I'm talking about the Land of the Rising Sun and the Japan Cup. Leaving Friday, November 22 with Ambassador Travel, you'll tour the city of Tokyo and be dazzled by the clash of the old and the new cultures. Next up, trackside and allocated seats among 200,000 locals to witness the cup itself. Then, jump onto the famous bullet train, whiz past Mount Fuji to the traditional heart of Japan, Kyoto. In between, you can shop or simply marvel at the ancient delights. Or even better, extend to Hong Kong for International Race Week. Call Ambassador Travel now, 1-800-777-989, or log on to ambassadortravel.com.au.
Customers love our coffee, but we just can't keep up with the morning rush. I need more hands on deck.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent $10 billion to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Apply in 10 minutes, get approval in hours, and have the money in your account as fast as the next business day. So for a loan to help you hire more employees, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
And now for the most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
The very best of U.S. racing 7 days a week.
Looking at Lee, can't catch, always dreaming, who's the 143rd winner of the Kentucky Derby.
Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott have a filly with fabulous looks by Lonro. Champion 3-year-old, champion miler, horse of the year and champion sire with 83 stakes winners. From Mona Leisha, a city-winning 2-year-old, our filly is a half-sister to 4 winners, including Group 3 place Billy the Kid. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this lovely Lonro filly at $12,925 per share. Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
The odds and evens, certainly a key player heading towards all these feature races. Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central broadcasting from a glorious Randwick. There's not a cloud in the sky for Group 1 Winx Stakes Day. By the way, the Kosciuszko ticket stuff, the $5 tickets that we've been telling our listeners and viewers about, it's starting to closed on midnight September 8th, so we're starting to get reasonably close. If you've been thinking I'll do it as we get closer to it, don't miss the boat. Midnight the 8th of September is when those $5 tickets will cease, and then the draw, the all-important draw for the winners, will be a couple of days later at Racing New South Wales on the 10th. So all of that, but don't miss the boat. Go to your Tab today. If you're in your local Tab, you can buy as many tickets as you want. Syndicates, that sort of stuff, you can do all that. And, of course, you can buy them through the Tab app. Well, I just learnt that while you're in Darwin, our good mate Pat Webster was up there holidaying, just enjoying life. Morning, Pat.
Good morning, Andrew.
How was Darwin?
Oh, it was beautiful. They look after you, and Ronnie and Rads and Mundy, we had a couple of beers together, so it was all good. It was very enjoyable.
Who paid for the beers?
The club.
You stayed.
They're pretty good up there.
Yeah, you stayed behind. Yeah,
well, we had sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, that's good. Hey, Pat, we're looking forward to the Winx Stakes. She's not there. Do you reckon he'll know the clapper?
Oh, I think so. he's seen plenty of her. I think he will know, but I hope he's not looking for her.
How is he? I mean, while I was away, there was so much discussion out of the second trial. Can you take us through your thoughts on it?
Just forget it.
Yep.
Yeah. But I just, I think he's getting a bit older and not cunning. I think he just went out and just looked after himself. And I think he got the feel that Yui was doing that too. Yui's very relaxed. And I think both horse and jockey were very relaxed. And Clapper's good. And Yui wasn't concerned. If Yui would have been concerned, I would have been. But when I come back, he just said he felt great. He relaxed. And he said, I've got to go and get on another one. That's the last I spoke to him.
Yeah. To the eye, you were a little bit worried, you know, from the 200 to the 50-metre mark. That last four or five strides in the trial, he started to pick up and rev up again under no pressure at all.
He always does, Ronnie. You know, he always goes through the line. And I go back to one day before I put blinkers on, I rang Chris Waller. He ran against Winks one day, 100 years ago. And I said, what do you think Clapper's run? He said, I said, put blinkers. He said, no, don't panic. He said, have a look at him after the post. And I think that's always been the same with the horse. He hits the line, and he went through the line the other day at the trial, and you know, after that, you can hardly pull him up. So, look, Huey sort of was happy the way he hit the line, and so, you know, I think we're in a good place for today.
Yeah. Blinkers and Ramwick is two big ticks.
Yeah, well, I've got to put the blinkers on. I nearly mucked that up, but I blame Chrissy for that. Administration area, Ron. We've got five horses, so we're pretty busy with in the office. But I've got the blame for everything except the Boston bombing, and I sit there in the pictures. So I'll cop the rap. But I meant to take him off the winkers off after the Queen Elizabeth and put the blinkers on, but I just forgot. And then Wayne rang me the other day on Thursday and said, Dad, you haven't got blinkers on, so yeah, anyway.
There'll be a little fine today, wouldn't there?
Oh, Andrew, did you have to bring it up? You mucked me down.
They forgot about it.
Well, no, they haven't forgot. They haven't forgotten about it, I know that, but you can just put it back on your wife and, you know, let her look after it.
Yeah, good luck, Andrew. I hope it's only little because I'm going that bad the answer left home, I'll tell you that.
Anyway, you're happy and you're confident he's going to run well.
I am, but Chrissy's very disappointed in you, Ron. She reckons you jumped ship.
Hey? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm not tipping him today. That doesn't mean I'm not going to cheer him if he looms up.
You're stuck with him all this time. No, look, the thing about this horse is from the time he goes on the float, that we float him only 800 metres because it switches him on to the time. As soon as he gets to Ramwick, as soon as you get them blinkers on, it's just a different animal, a different creature. He's, you know, you can go anywhere else, but I'm so lucky. You're like, if you're going to train a good horse, the track you'd want him to handle is Randwick, isn't it? You wouldn't want him being a Rosehill or Canberra Warwick Farm specialist. He's a Randwick specialist. He's 1400 and he's fresh.
Yeah,
understand.
And make sure make sure the administration department there doesn't forget to lay the sketches out today for you.
Oh, yeah, the sketch is a bit... You can have a look at it today. Ronnie, I've got another set.
You got another set, have you? Geez, they're comfortable, aren't they?
What are we talking about?
Yeah, the beautiful sketches you wear. They're like a running shoe, but they're so...
Oh, okay.
They're good on your feet.
Right, okay. Righto.
Pat wears them with his suit.
It's for when you get older, Andrew.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
You should buy them.
Sorry, Pat, I lost my way because Nevesh Ramdani and Michael would have just arrived with the bacon and egg. There's 6 minutes to go before they should have arrived, Duffy. You're going to get upset? You'll find them.
Small reprimand.
Should have seen his face change, Pat.
Ronnie, I will say, I was in my sketches, but that Glenn Munsey with them shoes he wears, mate.
Oh, no, you can't beat them.
No, you can't beat them.
He just looked like he jumped out of a David Jones window that month.
Always. He's a shoe man.
We better go away. Pat, take it easy. Good luck with the clapper.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew.
Good on you, Pat. Thanks. Webster joining us there. The grandstand will lift if the clapper looms up to win. Joe Pride's online. Morning to you, Joe.
Good morning.
Joe, just a quick word. Yesterday, bore the muscle for Seeker. Did they do everything you wanted to see?
Yeah, no, they're both good. Ball of muscle, chance of sneaking him down to Melbourne next week for the heat, which he won last year. Just this Concord shaping up like a mini Everest, and you know, not really feeling the need to be taking on those sort of horses for the same prize money we could earn in Melbourne, taking on much lesser horses.
And that gives you a chance of maybe the Everest if you want to go that way, Melbourne race.
Yeah, look, not really something that's on the radar for this horse, but we did a great job with him last year, sort of ducking and diving, and he won four or five stakes races last year. And we beat Everest horses along the way, beat plenty of them, but we beat them sort of on our terms and at the time of our preparation when we felt it was he was ready for it. So.
Today, Joe, Cyber Intervention, the hard horse to get a grip on here. Could you find an excuse for him the other day?
Oh, look, he's probably too fresh with the 3 weeks between runs, and he overdid it on a bias tack. He made no impression, but it was very plain. But if you take that run out of his form, he's a really consistent horse. It has been, you know, over his last six or seven runs. So I think we can take him on that earlier form. There was his third run of the prep on a wet track, and maybe that just took its toll on him as well. We back on top of the ground today. He had a trial a week after that run, which seemed to make a lie out of that run. He trialled really well. I brought him back to a mile just to try and think I was going to get a fast run race with some cover, and it ended up a really small field. I'm not sure what sort of pace are we anticipating in this race?
Zero.
I
was thinking not much at all.
Missy Beale go forward possibly?
Well, she did go forward one day, but I'd suggest, Timmy Clark, Bjorn, they're not scared to go forward once they see a map. I see the stewards map, racing and sports map, all have Missy Beale in front. So I'd say there is some aggression there.
Yeah. Look, I mean, he's best ridden with cover. But look, you know, Brenton's obviously a really good jockey, and you know, I'm not going to just tie him down to a plan that he's not going to be out of, that's going to disadvantage the horse in any way. So I think he's got to be a little bit open-minded today about how he is ridden tactically, because it's going to make a big difference. He's a really up-and-coming horse. So I've got a lot of time for him, and I think if he gets the right run today, he'll be extremely hard to beat.
Okay. Gee, he looks a nice horse to me, Superior. He's a lovely, you know, well-balanced-looking horse.
He is, yeah. No, real up-and-comer, which the race looks like it's got a few of them in it. But I sort of thought, considering he was exposed at this sort of level last start, only goes up, you know, a minimum amount in weight after running a really good race, I think he's pretty well-treated today. He'll take good improvement, and he was taken out of his comfort zone a little bit the other day in the 1100 tempo, whereas I think today he'll be able to race handier, and I think you'll really see what kind of turn of foot he has when he's able to do that. He's a lovely horse. He's got a really bright future.
Yeah. Probably a little short of a best distance, but first run for your stable, Mandillion, what's the impressions?
Yeah, I'm really happy with her. Sort of trials have been very good. She ran in the heat after Royal Witness last week, and she ran faster sectionals and a faster trial than him, and I mean, he's a dead-set speed horse, so I think there's plenty to be taken out of that trial. I think you're right, though. I mean, 1,200, I think she's even running a 1,200 before. Short of the best, she's going to be aimed up at some of the mares' races, and this would be a nice pipe opener for today, but I should present well on the yard. She's in great order.
And Brook Magic freshened, likes the track and distance.
Yep, Ramwick's definitely a track log, and I sort of set it for this race sort of 6 weeks ago, and I sort of told the guys, we'll put it in this race, we want a good barrier in some wet weather, and unfortunately neither of those have eventuated, so she's disadvantaged in that way, but look, she's a really honest mare, all the best forms at Ramwick, all the best forms on the fresh side, so a little bit in her favour, I'm sure she'll figure there somewhere.
Good on you, Joe. Good luck with the four of them today, mate.
Too easy. Good on you. Thanks, guys.
Good on you. Thanks, guys. Joe Pryor joining us there. And our last interview this morning in our interview hour is Tommy Berry. Morning to you, Tommy. Well, he's there. We'll just check whether we can absolutely. Morning, Tommy.
Hey, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed, mate. And just a quick word on Parati yesterday. Just seemed to bowl around and really enjoy it.
Yeah, no, he's come back in great order, his preparation, and he's feeling really, really well. It was a nice piece of work, and he's spot on for 2 weeks' time.
You've had a solid start to the new season, and you've got some nice-looking quality horses around you. And well, let's start with Libertini. You obviously have a lot of confidence in her.
Yeah, I do. It felt like last prep I hopped off the filly, and I've jumped onto a colt this preparation. She's put on a lot of weight and filled right out to a lovely filly, and she's done everything right this preparation and done whatever we've asked her to. And I'm not sure how good she is, but everything she's doing at the moment suggests that she's going very well.
She'll be up in the first four here today, won't she?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me to see her outside the leader if they didn't go very quick. I guess Villamai, the horse of Gerald Rhines, looks the obvious leader, and that looks about it. There's obviously Tony McAvoy's horse won't be far away from the inside gate. Maybe the only other one that could press forward is Let It More. So we'll be in the first four somewhere, I think.
Okay. Other rides, Philadora in the first. She's raced well fresh in the past.
Yeah, she has. There's a lot of speed in that race, so she'll probably get back from the barrier and be hitting the line pretty strong late, I think.
Lucicello, up to 1,300 should suit.
Yeah, definitely. She's a filly that's come a long way in a short time, and as you said, I heard you on the show, probably the drop back to the 1,100 and suit a last start, but up to 1,300 will. There looks to be nice speed in the race, and I think if we can just cut the corner and do what we did on her a couple of starts ago and not make a long run and just save her for that one crack at him late. She's got a devastating turn of foot, and she'll be right in it at the end.
Trope in race six. He lacks the experience of a few, but, geez, he appears to have plenty of talent.
Yeah, he's got a lot of ability. He showed that last preparation. Look, he's obviously going to get back in this race again, especially from the barrier he's drawn. There's nice speed in the race, which is going to suit him, but I just wanted to see him jump out the barriers a bit better. He's just been flopping out and giving him a bit of a start. So if he can jump a little bit better and be in front of, three or four, it's definitely going to help him in the run. But he'll be very strong to the line late, and I'll be disappointed if he's not right in the finish.
Young star, start-off race for her.
Yeah, I gave her an expedition gallop last week, and she's come back in great order. She wants to be here, and she'll obviously get back from the barrier. There doesn't look to be a heap of speed in the race, so I don't think that's going to suit her quite well. But just look for her hitting the line strong late, and she is obviously a horse that's going to improve once she gets to 2,000 and beyond. So she's in good form now.
And Mizzy, all her trials are great.
Yeah, they are. And, she's always a horse that, last preparation was a bit of a forgotten horse, and she kept coming out and raising the bar and running really good races in a couple of group ones as well. So she gets in with a really light weight, which is going to suit her. She's drawn a good barrier, so she'll be able to park just behind what looks to be a good speed. She's come back really strong this preparation. I think she's shown probably the most improvement out of the good horses I'm riding this preparation. So I'd be disappointed once again if she's not right in the finish.
Yeah, that's a good push for Mizzy there in the second last today. Hey, Tommy, good luck with all of them, mate. We'll see you out here later on.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on the show.
Good on you. Tommy Berry there. Ron's smelling the egg and bacon and coffee. You want to get out there, don't you?
Well, Munsey's probably eaten a lot.
He's probably eaten four of them, the way he looks when I saw him there earlier. Mm. Get out there and enjoy it.
Yeah.
All righto, let's have a look at all the scratchings for today's TAB programs. We start at Randwick here where it is a magnificent morning. Fine and sunny, 25 degrees, a good four. Penetrometer 5.05 and the rail is at 4 metres. Race one, number four, Girls Are Ready, and the emergency 16, 17, 18, 19 and 20. So they're the scratchings in race one. Race two, number six, Placer. Race three is Clear. Race four, number three, Not a Single Cent. Six, Another Eclipse. Nine, De Burr and 12, Mac the Knife. 3, 6, 9 and 12. Race five, number six, Lucicello. Seven, Catwalk and 10, Mistress Mouse. 6, 7 and 10. Race six, number one, Dreamforce. 8, Handsome Thief, and 14, Liz Dunvana, 1, 8, and 14. The big group one is Clear, race 7. Race 8, number 14, Blur Roach, number 14. And race 9, number 6, Mort Again, 10, Got Unders, and 12, Sheriff Stone, 6, 10, and 12. That's the information for Randwick. We go now to Newcastle. It's fine and sunny there. Track is a good 4, the rail at 10 metres. Race 1, number 4, Naughty Bernie. Race 2, number 3, Bansuri. Race 3, number 4, Bridget of Kildare and 7, Flight Zone. Races 4 and 5 are clear. Race 6 at Newcastle, number 7, Galaxel, and 10, Wild Fortune. Race 7, number 9, Oakfield Geronimo. And Race 8, take out 1, Version 2, 6, Twilight Sun, 11, Torrid, and the emergencies, 13, Roman Candle, and 16, Invincible Kiss. They're the scratchings for Newcastle. Port Macquarie, fine and a good 4. 3 scratchings. Race 4, number 5. Race 5, number 6. And Race 6, number 1. The other tab program in New South Wales at Gilgandra, fine and a good 4, the rail true. Race 1 clear. Race 2, number 11. Races 3 and 4 are clear. Race 5, 10, 13 and 15. Race 6, number 7. And Race 7, the 4 emergencies, 13, 14, 15 and 16. Moonee Valley, overcast and a soft 5, maybe a late shower. Pano 4.8 and the rails at 4 metres. Race 1, take out the 4 emergencies, 14, 15, 16 and 17. Race 2, number 1, The Statesman, 2 More Than Ever, 3 Bling Dynasty and 6 Not A Single Cent, 1, 2, 3 and 6. Race 3, number 10, Fact or Fable, number 10. Race 4, number 4, Hey Now. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 2, Magic Console, and 3, Vinland, 2 and 3. Race 7, clear. Race 8, number 5, Highland Beat. And Race 9, the emergency, number 14, Master Shahood. They're the scratchings for the Valley. The Gold Coast, fine and a good 4, Pano 4.49. They watered yesterday, 3 mil was put on. Race 1, clear. Race 2, take out number 5, Star Centre. Race 3, number 5, The Chairman, and out, Outraged. Race 4, number 4, Aggravate, and 13, Huge Action. Race 5, number 6, Langro. 7, Desert Digby. 10, Male Escort. 12, Alina. And then take out these emergencies. 13, 14, 15, 19 and 20. They're the scratchings, race 5. Race 6, number 1, Desert Man, 2, Enterprise Prince, 7, Dissolution, 8, X-Dream, 9, Fuji Flyer, 14, Natoya Nally, 15, She's Spicy, and the emergencies, 18 and 20. Race 7, number 9, La Polga, and 16, Solarcraft. Race 8, number 1, Nothing for the Press. And Race 9, number 2, Bonhomie, 7, Snoopy, 15, Adora Dancer, and 17, Desert Digby. They're the scratchings today for the program on the Gold Coast, fine and sunny there. And finally, Morfordville in Adelaide. These haven't quite gone in for them, but the track is a soft 6, maybe a shower through the day, with a Pano of 6.45. Race 1, take out number 2, Order of Valour. Race 2, number 5, Ormento. 7, Infra Hay, and 8, Rock on Ivy. Race 3, number 8, Sir Gab. Race 4, number 4, Crockett. Race 5, take out 4, Fill the Flute. Race 6, number 5, Always Sacred. 8, Buana. 10, Ready Sunshine. And 13, Secretly Discreet. Race 7, clear. And Race 8, number 2, Atlantica. And 12, Mia Georgia. They're the scratchings for Morfordville at this stage. Peter Ellis will preview on radio at 10:40 this morning. Sky Racing 1 about to leave us for American Racing. The rest of us back in 2 minutes for our preview hour of Winx Stakes Day at Randwick.
Race the best with the best. Dynamic Syndications have a fabulous filly. Buy a champion from a champion to be trained by Kieran Maher. Arrowfield Stud has joined us in this filly by Snitzel, Australia's champion sire. From fictional account, Ireland's champion mare was a stakes winner at Ascot and Nakara. Be part of our dynamic Arrowfield and Kieran Maher team in our Super Snitzel filly for $12,825 per share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Our customers love having a local shop, but I need more funds to help keep my shelves stocked.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent over $10 billion US dollars to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you get ahead, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All